Charney Kanal, who goes by Cece, is dressed in a baby blue sari. She is elegant in her slight frame. She is from Bhutan, considered one of the happiest countries in Asia, but she is a refugee. She plays me her favorite song and tells me about life back in the refugee camp.
Living in the refugee camp, it was very like a terrible life that we are spending there, because we are not getting a plenty of water to drink, we are not getting plenty of food, you know, the food to eat and things like that. And we are living in like a small hut. The hut is made out of a bamboo and the plastic roof. And like 16 or 17 people live in one small house, and we don't have enough bed to sleep, and just on the floor, because we have no money. Like the UNHCR is one of the organizations who is taking care of the Bhutanese. He give us like a food, and they provide a cloth once a year. So if they provide a cloth like once a year, it's not sufficient, you know.
As Cece talks about the camp, she also prepares a special tea and puts a little black pepper in it for flavor. She complains about the heat at the refugee camp.
So we are living on the side of the river, so it was terrible hot. It was very hot.
The scorching conditions were making people sick, so the UN moved them to a different area.
20 miles from that previous area, and we are living there. There also same thing, like we have a small area and it's bound. It's like we are in the circle, like, and everywhere we have like a boundary, no? We have our special area, so we don't have to go out from their area to different area. If we go the outside people, they are jealous of us, you know, kind of jealous. They're not good people.
The Nepalese Bhutanese people are basically landless because when they fled Bhutan for Nepal, the Nepalese did not accept them. Cece says a woman walking alone could get raped by the Nepalese. All the women had to stay together in groups. Udaya Nepal also lived in the refugee camp. He says at one point a fire burned down the entire camp.
And it was about six o'clock in the evening. Suddenly I heard, hey, bring water, the house got on fire. Other side. We were the opposite side and the other side. I didn't believe. Then I climbed on a tree, and from there I could see. My God, the huge flame of fire was catching, destroying all the huts at that side. And people talking that, oh, no, let's go all and let's put off the fire. After a while, the sound, different sound comes, like, you know, like sound of the rivers, roaring sound came. Then again, I climb up the tree. There was a peach tree. I climb on it, and I saw. Then I said, there was no one in my house. Everybody had gone to put up the fire that side. I was the only person left in my house. Then I called, and his grandparents were there, very old. I said, Mom, Father, what to do? We cannot put up the fire. We need to do something. Then he said that, oh, I am very old. What can I do? All the people have gone to put up the fire to help others. Who will come to help us? What to do? Suddenly, Nepalese police came. And I was trying to take some of the important things from my home to the forest. But police say, see, if you live alive, you can manage all everything. First of all, you need to survive. Please go. He caught my arm, and then he pulled me to the. We crossed a little stream, and left in the forest. Likewise, my wife and my children, and we went there. We saw the destruction of fire.
Udaya says, unfortunately, he was unable to recover his documents, like his English teaching certificate and diploma, which means he can't teach in the U.S. All of his belongings were lost in the fire. Udaya and Cece both work in cleaning services at Samford. But this isn't the only thing these refugees have overcome. Darcy Ashe of Lutheran Social Services is aware of their history. She's the Community Support Service Supervisor for LSS.
In the early 1990s, the emperor in Bhutan put out a sort of decree that they would be one people, one nation. And so about 250 years prior to that, there was a migration of people from Nepal.
As she says, the Nepalese people in Bhutan were being forced by the emperor to change their religion, dress, language, and culture.
And they sort of protested it, and there was violence, and there was killings, and there were imprisonments, and there was torture. They were given the opportunity to make a choice between leaving voluntarily or being imprisoned forever and possibly losing their lives. So they chose to live, and the armies of Bhutan and India actually transported them on the backs of flatbeds across the Bhutan, India, and into Nepal, which was their ancient land, kind of dumped them by the side of the river. And there were about 120,000 individuals that were, it's basically an ethnic cleansing in its truest form.
LSS has brought 1,241 refugees from Bhutan to North Dakota since 2008. Now in America, they rebuild their lives after some were left with nothing. Cece says people no longer look down upon her when she returns to Nepal because now she's an American. This is Erica Lawrenson for Prairie Public.